The moment the commission was announced, Malawians took to the social media protesting the composition. Secondly, I made a decision to participate in that commission because I was in the forefront calling for the same. So I told myself that I'm going into this commission carrying all those unanswered questions from millions of Malawians. But then going into the commission, we were almost defeated on arrival because of the composition itself. So we needed to do something that should win back the trust of the citizenry. So I thought that since the terms of reference were backing a possibility of having public inquiry, implying that all the witnesses invited should give their testimonies through a live broadcast, by doing so, I thought it will bring us the much needed trust and the confidence we needed. Because by the end of the day, we were supposed to come up with a report that should be accepted by Malawians. So it was unfortunate that the commission shut down that decision. Now that I had no support, there was no reason whatsoever why I should continue. This is why I decided to resign with immediate effect.
But Sylvester, your critics say that your demand for the witnesses to testify publicly is a form of mob justice.
That's the beauty of democracy. We are given an opportunity to have a diverse opinions. However, I was not demanding for too much. Like I alluded to, it is contained in the terms of preference. That is the blueprint that led to the formation of the commission. Secondly, the demand I'm making is fully backed by the Commission of Inquiry Act. So it is not coming from the blues. More than above that, it is a demand from the representatives of the bereaved family that in order for us to trust this inquiry, we need to go public.
I'm assuming you disagree with those who say that your resignation reveals your lack of commitment to the process.
I don't like beating my own drum. I don't like taking a defensive mode. I think they are entitled to their own opinion. However, I need to emphasize that Malawians are not deaf. Malawians know what was best for them. Malawians, really, they have got their own aspirations and goals.